Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is December 11, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Payoneer to acquire Optal, Wirecard, Orange Bank expand their partnership in France, Cannabis shows early signs of late supplier payments struggle, the architecture of a cross-border B2B payment, will contactless move credit union cards to top of wallet? SMBs remain hot spot for open banking business models. Now let's get started. Payoneer to acquire Optal. Payoneer has agreed to acquire Optal, a Germany-based tech company dealing with payment acceptance processes for merchants worldwide. Payoneer's acquisition of Optal is another step towards realizing its vision of building a platform that drives global growth for enterprises, marketplaces and SMBs worldwide, democratizing opportunity and reducing complexity in today's borderless world. Payoneer is committed to being a dependable and independent platform for its customers, partners and the entire payment network. Optile's payment orchestration platform, POP, is designed for businesses to scale faster to new markets, consolidating all the players of the global payment market together in one unified layer, ensuring transparency, flexibility, redundancy and independence. By implementing Optile's cloud-based payment orchestration platform, merchants gain full control to design and optimize their payment experience. In addition, Optal allows merchants to create their own ecosystem of affiliated partners to facilitate cross-selling. All participating merchants can share the same payment process while maintaining their own backend and independence. For example, airlines can create an ecosystem of merchants that offer travel-related services, where the customer pays for their flight ticket, car rental, hotel and more, without the need to re-enter payment information. Optile's team will continue to operate as an independent group within Payoneer, developing its payment orchestration platform with supplier and payment provider independence at the core of its offering. The transaction is expected to close within the next 2 months. Wirecard, Orange Bank expand their partnership in France. Wirecard and Orange Bank are expanding their cooperation and now offering all Android users in France mobile payments with Google Pay. Orange Bank has already established itself as a market leader for mobile payments in France, with 17% of such payments made via the Orange Bank app in 2018, according to the official press release. The addition of Google Pay aims to increase this figure. Google Pay is a mobile payment method that can be used for contactless payment at the checkout, online shopping and payments within apps. Thanks to Wirecard's technology, Orange Bank customers can now pay with any Android smartphone with NFC functionality. All they have to do in shops that offer Google Pay as a payment method is hold their mobile device to the POS terminal and unlock the screen of their device, without opening the app. France is one of the leading nations in mobile banking with a mobile access rate to bank accounts of around 70%, Wirecard and eMarketer study. In addition, about 6.6 million people or 15.6% of smartphone users in France pay at least once every 6 months with their mobile phone in stationary retail stores. Wirecard is a global digital financial technology provider, using an integrated B2B2C approach. This ecosystem concentrates on solutions in the areas payment and risk, retail and transaction banking, loyalty and coupon programs in addition to data analytics and conversion rate enhancement across all sales channels, online, mobile, e-POS. Leaf Trade, which recently announced a $4.5 million fundraise from Hyde Park Angels, Duke Software Investments and Chingona Ventures, operates a wholesale ordering platform, allowing dispensaries and suppliers to conduct trade digitally. According to Piermont, the company's objective is to migrate industry players away from these legacy processes when placing and fulfilling orders. Yet, as the company grows, its understanding that the friction associated with a lack of technology permeates into buyers and suppliers in this market, well after an order is placed and fulfilled. It seeps into the invoicing and payment process on both sides of a transaction, noted Piermont. With that in mind, Leaf Trade plans to integrate B2B payments management functionality within its platform to further streamline and digitize operations for clients, from order to pay. As the regulatory landscape continues to rapidly evolve, Piermont also emphasized the importance of cannabis companies' embrace of not just technology, but tools designed for this market's unique requirements. There are a lot of different processes that have to be followed, due to the nature of rules and regulations, he explained, noting that industry-agnostic B2B e-commerce platforms are not always equipped to manage the marijuana market's compliance requirements, nor are they flexible enough to adjust to new rules as they emerge. From packing requirements to payment security, compliance will be at the heart of every process for a cannabis business and at the heart of the technologies they adopt to grow. The architecture of a cross-border B2B payment. For years, any attention given to solving B2B payments friction was typically focused on the payer. Yet, as innovators have chipped away at friction points, they have recognized the value of incorporating a supplier's accounts receivable (AR) experience into their solutions. That's because AR and accounts payable (AP) processes are intrinsically connected. Pain points experienced by B2B vendors when collecting cash will inevitably seep into their own AP processes. Furthermore, the challenges faced by suppliers when collecting payments can mean additional friction for their payers. However, according to Citi's global head of payments and receivables Manish Kohli, the intertwined nature of AP and AR also presents an opportunity for service providers in search of solutions. Addressing friction on one end can often lead to an easing of pain on the other, Kohli told Karen Webster in a recent interview, and progress in accounts payable efficiencies have guided the ecosystem to search for accounts receivable efficiencies as well. The time is right now, as clients are encouraged by the efficiencies they've been able to bring around the accounts payable process, and around their working capital cycles. And now, they're looking for efficiencies on the receivables side, too, he said. Rethinking the receivables challenge. Addressing cross-border receivables friction is about more than just ensuring that a supplier gets paid. Kohli pointed to the added benefits of incoming cash flow predictions, enhanced invoicing and reconciliation capabilities, and stronger engagement with a vendor's client community. However, that understanding has not traditionally been the focus of B2B payments service providers. Historically, receivables have not seen that level of innovation because it's always a belief that the person who makes the payment controls the method of making the payment, explained Kohli. The person receiving it is just happy to get paid. Rethinking the global payments conundrum from the supplier's point of view can raise awareness of the possibility that when receivables friction is eased, payables friction is also eased. Kohli offered the example of two business partners trading between the US and Turkey. If a B2B vendor is able to standardize the way it presents invoices, and offer flexibility by supporting payments made in either the buyer or seller's local currencies, the cash flow between buyer and supplier becomes smoother for both sides. A new approach to global payments. Solving for accounts receivable friction comes with no shortage of obstacles, however. As businesses more easily expand and trade across borders, friction points multiply. When you talk about cross-border, that need for efficiency becomes more pronounced because of the complexity in connecting across geographies, Kohli said. Foreign exchange (FX) is undoubtedly one of the biggest hurdles. When B2B partners are trading on 30, 60 or even 90-day terms, currency valuations can vary significantly from when a business receives an invoice versus when that invoice is paid. Currency fluctuations and a lack of FX transparency can also prohibit a supplier from knowing exactly how much it will receive when clients pay in different currencies. The ability to track and predict that incoming cash flow is yet another hurdle made more formidable by geographic boundaries, Kohli added. Yet, when approaching cross-border corporate payments from a different angle, problems and their solutions may seem clearer. My belief has been that a cross-border payment is actually a synthetic construct, he said. It's nothing more than two domestic payments, with FX in between. The power of collaboration. Will contactless move credit union cards to top of wallet? Get ready for the contactless card surge. This holiday season may remind you of the hurry-up-and-wait component of brick-and-mortar commerce. Standing in line, juggling packages and wallets, counting cash at the register to make exact change. The folks ahead of you, fiddling with cards and inserting them at the terminal, perhaps forgetting pins, the delays can add up. Might consumers be ready for a new way to pay? In an interview with PYMNTS, Jeremiah Lotz, Managing Vice President of Digital Experience and Payment Products at PSCU, said the timing is right for the shift to contactless. His comments came in the wake of findings by credit union service organizations that a rush to adopt contactless cards is likely to come in 2020 and beyond. PSCU said it has rolled out 500,000 contactless cards to members from 14 credit unions, CUS. And next year, PSCU estimates it will distribute more than 3 million new contactless cards to more than 100 CUS. In other data, as the How We Will Pay study conducted by PYMNTS and Visa shows, interest in contactless payments is on the rise among more than 31% of consumers surveyed, versus about 26% a year ago. The interest in contactless payments, as PYMNTS and Visa found, is tied to a desire for speed and convenience, as cited by 69% of respondents, with a desire for security cited by 43% of individuals. The end result is that tap-to-pay may become a go-to method for in-store purchases, due in part to an increased readiness from the merchants themselves. In one statistic from Visa, as many as 95% of terminals have contactless-enabled capabilities and, per data from October of this year, 80% of the top 10 merchants in the U.S. now accept near-field communication (NFC) payments. Lotz said a growing number of smaller merchants are tackling the hardware and software upgrades needed to promote contactless payments. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a point-of-sale machine today that, as a merchant, you're going to purchase that doesn't support contactless, he said. The consumer perspective. The other side of the equation, as Lotz explained, is that consumers are becoming more comfortable with mobile payments. Consumers are also comfortable with their plastic cards, he said. They understand their purpose, the usability and the experience they will have. Against that backdrop, comfort with technology and comfort with cards, consumers are primed to embrace payment methods that bypass the wait that has so far marked in-person commerce. Lotz said one tailwind for contactless may come because consumers perceive that it takes longer to insert a card at an EMV terminal, wait for the various prompts, and then wait for the all-clear signal that a transaction has been processed. When you do the tap and go, the experience feels faster, he noted. Exposure to new use cases, such as mass transit initiatives, may induce cardholders to try contactless payments in other settings, Lotz predicted. Education is also crucial in getting contactless payments to reach critical mass. As Lotz told PYMNTS, PSCU has been working to give CUS the tools to reach consumers and get them to realize the ease of use and security features tied to contactless card payments. With a nod to security, he pointed out that the PCI Security Standards Council recently published a data security standard that enables merchants to accept contactless payments using commercial, off-the-shelf devices, such as smartphones, through NFC. Educating those consumers on how it works and the fact that it is still a safe, secure transaction is an obligation on both the merchant and the issuer side, said Lotz. Such outreach from the CUS can have a positive impact, leading the contactless card to be top of wallet, whether that wallet is physical or digital. Digging down a bit into the types of payments likely to be conducted through contactless conduits, Lotz said studies across European markets where contactless has been more widely adopted shows these cards are often used for smaller transactions. The research has shown that contactless cards are replacing cash transactions typically tied to debit card activity, Lotz noted. SMBs remain hot spot for open banking business models. As the open banking business model permeates into the B2B financial services market, fintechs and traditional financial institutions continue to find new use cases for API integrations and connectivity to elevate the business user experience. Yet a new report from Intuit QuickBooks suggests many small to medium-sized businesses (SMBs) may not even be aware of this banking revolution. Recent reports in Accountancy Age said SMBs are largely unaware of open banking, with Intuit QuickBooks finding in a survey of UK SMBs that nearly half, 48%, said they don't believe technology will impact their business. Intuit QuickBooks Director of Corporate Affairs Rob Burleson said the research shows that small businesses are in danger of missing out on the massive benefits open banking could bring. It is clear that as an industry we could do more to assure businesses of the security measures in place and demonstrate the tangible benefits of open banking and connected technology, he added. Cash flow remains the number one reason for small business failure, and with half of businesses that start in the UK still failing within the first 5 years, open banking is a great opportunity to help more small businesses in the UK thrive. Although SMBs may not be aware of the technological business models behind it, the open banking trend is expanding in the UK and beyond to introduce a range of new products and services for the SMB user. Below, PYMNTS rounds up the latest in open banking initiatives and technological integrations forming to improve SMB financial services. While open banking is key to bank-fintech collaboration, data integrations and partnerships between fintechs themselves continue to be a popular strategy to boost SMB FinServe. Just cash flow taps Ebury for FX. In the latest demonstration of fintech-to-fintech integration, UK SMB lender Just Cashflow announced a partnership with Ebury to integrate foreign exchange services as Just Cashflow augments its offering beyond SMB loans. John Davies, executive chairman of Just Loans Group, of which Just Cashflow is a subsidiary, pointed to the unprecedented upheaval of today's business climate and the pressures that SMBs are facing as a result of their international expansions. Ebury is integrating foreign exchange (FX) tools to support Just Cashflow's SMBs and their cross-border payments needs. It's an integration that reflects how data integration strategies can not only help traditional banks to better meet clients' needs, but also help fintechs compete against banks. According to Just Cashflow, 70% of SMB owners say their existing banks do not adequately meet their needs. ICA Group, Eden Bull Team for Banks. In Norway, banking group ICA Group announced an investment in and collaboration with Eden Bull in an effort to help traditional financial institutions in the region strengthen financial services to business clients. ICA Group will connect member banks to Eden Bull's range of tools, including employee expense management and business card spending solutions, so they can link those technologies to their customers. CEO Tarje Gromholt of ICA Credit Bank said it is important to create partnerships with players who possess specialized expertise in their areas, as the collaboration with Eden Bull is an example of. Penta integrates SumUp's POS. In an effort to attract more offline SMB customers, Germany-based challenger bank Penta is teaming up with SumUp with a focus on data integration. TechCrunch reported that Penta will connect its SMB customers to SumUp, providing them with a card reader that is integrated into their Penta accounts for seamless transaction recording and reconciliation. Reports noted that Penta plans to expand that integration further, allowing SMB clients to wield transaction data that passes through the SumUp POS to forecast future sales and support credit underwriting when seeking a loan. SMB accounting app Coconut opens to banks. UK. SMB accounting fintech Coconut recently revealed its open banking initiative, allowing its SMB users to connect their bank account data into the Coconut platform regardless of which financial institution they use. The company emphasized the opportunity open banking presents to promote automation for the SMB community. There are over 5 million self-employed people in the UK, and they are all losing money unnecessarily because they are spending too much time on manual bookkeeping tasks, said Coconut CEO and co-founder Sam O'Connor. Now they don't have to. Open banking provides a solution for this, and, for the first time, even if people have accounts with other banks, they will be able to use Coconut to manage their money, finances and taxes effortlessly. Alliance Bank taps into Effisoft data capture. Data capture technology firm Effisoft recently struck a collaboration with Alliance Bank Malaysia Berhad in the latest example of how bank-fintech collaboration is a strategy that's quickly spreading around the world and of how integrations are supporting the financial service providers themselves, too. The tie-up will see the Malaysian bank, which targets SMBs, integrate Effisoft Transact into its own back-office operations to strengthen its fraud detection and compliance processes. With this improvement, we have the capacity to quickly identify and manage any potentially fraudulent activities based on customers' transactional behavior, explained Alliance Bank Group CEO Joel Kornreich. We also use the information to perform financial casting to understand our customers better, and due diligence in assessing customers. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.